This episode is brought to you by EastBay.com. Football, baseball, basketball, softball, volleyball, any damn sport you can think of, go to EastBay.com and use the checkout code AFSIGLER. That's A-F-S-I-G-L-E-R. And you save 20% off your entire order. And don't forget fan gear for your favorite team. Hats, jerseys, and other clothes for the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and yes, baseball playoffs are coming soon. Get your stuff now at eastbay.com, support your team, and use the checkout code AFSIGLER. That's A-F-S-I-G-L-E-R, and save that 20%.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news, and interviews from the world of Siglerism. An extra hit to string you out until Sunday's story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hi, this is A. Kovacs, the director of Doom here at Dark Overlord Media. As you may know, we publish The Rookie and the Starter in hardcover, and both of those books will be available for purchase as ebooks and as full downloadable audiobooks sometime around December 2010. Just keep your eyes on ScottSigler.com and your ears on this page for release information. Today on the Friday Fix, we have an undiscovered gem, an interview hosted by Scott's cousin, Francis Dominic Olivieri, from DragonCon 2009. That's right, junkies, a lost episode of Let's Get Pissed with the FDO. He interviewed Pablo DiFendini and Amy Grieco, who at the time were with Tor.com, an awesome website run by sci-fi fantasy publisher Tor. I will warn you, as with all Let's Get Pissed, this one is not for young ears. Seriously, I am not kidding. If your kids are in the car, turn it off now. Yes, I know, you think your kids are hip and cool and can handle it, but with this interview, probably not so much. So here we go, junkies. Enjoy your Friday Fix.
Oh, for fuck's sake, did she label the fucking shot glasses?
She labeled the fucking shot glasses.
Okay, no, don't do the fucking shot yet.
Sorry,
Jesus
I'm
Christ,
sorry.
You guys
it's
walk
ridiculous.
In, it's like you're raiding my fucking liquor cabinet. What are you, 16?
We would not
what
take
are you, 16?
If
wearing
we
a fucking schoolgirl outfit, raiding
that.
My
That's
fucking liquor
saying.
Cabinet? For fuck's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages, welcome to Let's Get Pissed with the FDO round two this evening here at fucking Dragon Con. My guests this evening are Tor.com, but first of all, studio audience, give yourselves a round of a fucking applause. Yeah, this is the largest fucking studio audience I've ever fucking had. We've got a record crew of seven. My mom and my aunt are here, but we won't fucking pay attention to that. Magnus, fucking Julio, how you doing? Thank you very much. So here we go. Fucking, so listen up. Here's how it works. This is Let's Get Pissed with the FDO. I'm Francis Dominic Olivieri, the fucking FDO. It's my fucking show. You are not allowed to say fucking jack shit to me! At any fucking time, I may pull out my brass knuckles and fucking dot you one in your fucking teeth. But that's okay, because I've got a lot of money invested in fucking dentists. You know what I'm saying? Either way, Danny gets paid. You know what I'm saying? Today, my guests are from fucking Tor.com. So first of all, why don't you guys... I'm sorry, I got to back up. Sometimes I get a little crazy. Our sponsor for the show is Tuwaka. This is Tuwaka.
Wait, Chewbacca? What?
Chewbacca, I'll tell you a funny story. Going to a lecture, right? And he's like, hey, you want to, what is this shit? And he's like, it's Tuwaka. I'm like, Chewbacca? He says, just fucking buy and find out for yourself. I'm like, of course, I'll drink anything named Chewbacca. So I drink this shit. I'm like, that's good. He says, sorry, it's Tuwaka. I'm still fucking hooked. Tuwaka is the Italian taint juice of the Roman legions. Actually distilled from the taints of Roman centurions. Brewed in Tuscany. And when's the last time anything bad came out of Tuscany?
It's fucking classy.
You know what? It's not like New Jersey, for fuck's sake.
Oh,
it's Tuscany. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. So we've got a sponsor introduced. So my guests today are from fucking Tor.com. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell everybody who you are at the show.
Go ahead.
Ladies first, man.
All right. I'm Amy Grieco. I do publicity for Tor.com.
And I'm Pablo DiFendini. I'm the producer. I run Tor.com, hopefully
he
not into the
shit.
Ground.
You run that. Hey, do you fucking ride herd on that shit? Are you
I try to.
Smacking asses, keeping shit in line?
With limited degrees of success.
Okay, there we fucking go. So first of all, here's how the show works. I'm gonna explain it to you. Shots. Oh, I'm sorry, my shot slut this evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the long storied history of Let's Get Pissed with the FDO, we've always had a different shot slut every evening. Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever two-time shot slut, Mer Lafferty.
Woo!
People speak for me.
That's right. She let you know what else she let speak for her? Little puppies, you know what I'm saying? I got a bada-binga!
right, but did anybody bring me the midgets?
They're on back order.
God damn it. What the fuck, man? I asked you for one thing. One thing. I wanted the midgets, and I wanted them right here, this high.
She wants some waist
high,
level.
One thing. I didn't ask for money. I didn't ask for taint juice. Yeah,
Mark Lafferty's a fan of the Caningalingalus. Which I once had a bell on my bike that went ding-a-ling. I should have known that was a Caningalingalingus fucking bell. It's a whole totally different ballgame. All I can say is Huffy missed a marketing opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So listen, here's how the fucking show works. I'm going to make you do a shot of Tuaca the Italian Taint Juice, the fucking glorious liquor of the Roman legions. Then I fucking ask you a question. You answer that fucking question. And first of all, now you both signed your waiver that says physical violence by the FDO is perfectly fucking acceptable. So if I bust a fucking lampshade over your fucking heads, too fucking bad, go bleed somewhere, bitch. Don't sue me. That's how this works. Are y'all ready to go with the fucking shot?
Fucking A, yeah.
Yeah, can, absolutely.
It's a fucking microphone. It's not
absolutely.
A fucking telegraph. You know what I'm saying? Jesus fucking Christ already. Jeez. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's a shot. Now, hold on. Hold on. Is anyone in the studio audience matching a shot for shot? You can't have my Tuaca, but whatever we got. Who's drinking? Yeah. Who's fucking drinking? Raise all your right. fucking glasses. Here we go. We're doing a shot number one, question number one. Here we go. Drink it back. Ooh. Oh, that shit is like candy.
It is.
Tastes good.
It's delicious.
What I think is there's a couple things that make me think of Christmas, basically, you know? A little to walk in my mouth or some Christmas balls in my mouth. Either way, I'm thinking it's fucking Christmas. My Uncle Morty, he might have been a little bit too grabby with the hands, you know what I'm saying? And I was four. What the fuck am I going to do? Pop a cap in his ass? Jesus Christ, I didn't get my first gun until six, for fuck's sake. Well, I tell you what, he ain't around no more, though. But a bear! At any rate, here we go. Question number one. You guys have done your shot. Now, I've done extensive research on your site. I'm a big fan. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fucking big fan. Every day I'm at whore.com.
And
I'm checking some shit out.
I think you're misinformed.
So I want you guys to tell me what your whore.com. Obviously, you love the whores.
Hold up a second. Whore.com is my other fucking site.
All right.
Okay? We're talking about tour.com down here.
Wait. Whore.com.
We can talk about whore.com later.
What the fuck is a tour? Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
I don't fucking know.
Wait a minute.
Do you know what a tour is?
Hold on.
No, I
hold
think
on,
it's a
hold
unit
on.
Of measurement.
I went on a Spankorama marathon just last week, whore.com. Schoolgirls gone fucking wild with a fucking death head sickle killing people. It was a great fucking presentation. It was very artsy.
We should get that.
So you guys are not actually whore.com, you're tour.com.
That's right.
Why don't you tell me what tour.com is? Thank you very fucking much.
Do you want to take this one or should I?
You should take this one.
Okay.
Are you from fucking Queens or are you making fun of me, you piece of shit? I thought you were from fucking PR. What the fuck is going on over here?
I'm from the internet, man.
All right.
That means he's naked with a banana up his ass.
Damn it, Mur, don't get my shit away.
Hold on, time out. Is that a recording or just teasing you? I think it's got to be solid red record, right?
Damn it.
Just said it one more time.
Morning, I didn't touch it again.
There we go. All right. Speaking of didn't touch it again, get married. Same shit. All right. That's right, we're going to go on. Oh my gosh, I haven't even got through question number one. I've already got a "this is disgusting" out of the guest.
I thought we were going to see Julie and Julia. I don't know what's happening.
Sucker!
All right, baby. So fucking all seriousness
aside. It's a movie
aside,
about cooking.
Smart asses and shit. Fucking making fun of Queens. Please tell us what tour.com is. Thank you very much.
Now, tour.com is a website for science fiction, fantasy, fandom. It's also a short fiction market. And it's a group blog, and it's a community site.
So when you say fantasy, you mean like a fucking midget with a whip, right?
All sorts of shit, man.
Please!
These fuckers are making crazy shit out of Mithril, man.
Hey, is it possible tour.com is also a publisher?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
What the fuck? Why are you fucking with New York? They're going to smack you in your fucking little bitch mouth. What are you doing?
We're in the fucking Flatiron Building, man.
Oh, the Flatiron Building. I got laid there once back in fucking 63. Let me tell you what. Holy shit. I've been rimmed a few times in my... Oh, sorry. Wrong story.
Those are the whore.com questions.
Is this the time to talk about our second sponsor?
Second sponsor? I don't have a sponsor for this particular show. Did you bring a sponsor with you?
Well, I brought Carlos the Rim Job.
Carlos Rim Jobs, the best rims in the fucking industry. If you got a fucking IROC Z, and who doesn't... If you got an IROG scene, you want some nice chrome spinners on your shit, Carlos Rimjobs will rim you up. He will lick you up one way down the other, and you will walk out of that place a happy fucking gleaming glistening man. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't you have a Trans Am?
I love it when my rims are
Trans Am is perfectly acceptable. Now, I understand. This is question 1.5. It doesn't require a shot.
Okay.
I understand that.
Require a shot. What the fuck?
No. I'm sorry. That's question number 3. So my shot slot, Mer Laffer, the author of many fine podcast novels, including Heaven, including Hell. She is now serving us up other shots. And since whore.com has finished up question number 1, I now say, who's going to raise a glass to fucking Let's Get Pissed with the FDO? Dude, this isn't fucking multiple choice. You either drink the fucking glass or not.
We don't have our own shot slots.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Look, when I took the SAT, it wasn't about A, B, C, or maybe my shot glass is half fucking full. Because I brought my own fucking flask. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we brought a flask.
You brought a flask?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I knew I liked you when I met you.
For the first time in the history.
For the first time
in history of Let's Get Pissed with the FDO, I got a couple of guests from whore.com brought their own flask and shit.
3 cheers for whore.com!
Hey! Whore.com starts with a T, but it's from Sweden, so it's pronounced whore. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, even though this is Tuaca the Italian... First of all, let's pause a second for our beautiful sponsor, Tuaca the Italian Taint Juice. Ain't, you know what their slogan is? Ain't nothing bad ever come out of Tuscany. That's what I'm fucking... Here we go, raise them up and drink them back. Cheers!
Cheers!
It's like Christmas.
That was delicious.
Seriously, it's like candy in your tonsils. All right, so here we're going to go. We're going to test your fucking science fiction turpitude. And I know turpitude's a word because I saw Porky's, so fuck you.
Turgitude?
Listen,
I
have seen Porky's like 540 fucking times, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
And how turgitude
moral is. Turpitude! Moral turpitude! Fucking love that shit. Here
we
go.
Talking turgid. All
so what I'm going to talk about is I'm not sure that you're capable of answering this question. Got nothing to do with the fact that you're being a female.
Yeah.
It's got the fact to do with the... I don't know what the fuck you're watching. Maybe fucking Sex and the City, but you're not watching the right shit. So we're going to talk about a little Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, motherfucker, don't get me started.
Battlestar Galactica. So I'm watching the end of Battlestar Galactica, and in my opinion, as the FDO, as a card-carrying member of the fucking NRA and a Bible-thumping son of a bitch, I thought the end of that show was the most fucking perfect thing I ever saw in my fucking life.
Fuck you, I'm out of here, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
So seriously, I would like your opinion on the end of fucking Battlestar fucking... Galactica. My cousin Scott, that fucking pussy bitch, thought it was shit and didn't like the end of that shit, thought it was lazy writing. But you people being from whore.com pronounced with a T, maybe you have a different opinion how that shit works. Please give me your opinion. The end of fucking Battlestar fucking Galactica. And well, you know what though? In its defense, he did fucking give the kabeans to that blonde, you know what I'm saying? Several times kabeans to the point where I fucking spine glowed. Holy shit. I've laid some pipe in my day.
Baby, you get yourself a midget, your spine will fucking glow.
Oh, shit. Oh,
amongst
shit.
Other things, right?
All right, so tell me what your thoughts are on that show. Please, continue.
I'm a big fan of Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
One of my favorite people in the world is Colonel Saltai.
Yes?
Give me some shit for Saltai. Come on. That's right. But that ending fucking sucked. Oh, my God, man. God did it? What the fuck is wrong with Ron Moore? He needs a fucking, like, somebody to stick something up his ass.
You know
something.
What? He needs a fucking 8-digit proctological exam for fucking Dr. John
Sounds
Smart.
Like a plan to me. I could probably track down his address. We'll go fucking pay him a visit, and we'll fucking show him what's what.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you don't want a proctological exam, but you're going to fucking get one right now, is what you're saying. So far, I'm very enamored with my guest. He knows how politics actually work, which is flushing a finger into the asshole of your enemy. You know, I'm sorry.
I think if we leave now, we could probably catch 500 Days of Summer. It's a really sweet movie.
So wait a minute.
Sundresses.
Hold on, and ladies and gentlemen. So blind. You're a fucking comedian. No.
Oh my.
You fucking open up the door to this fucking attic. That's where we keep Aunt Julie because nobody fucking can stand her and she pisses her pants every fucking 5 days. But you're a fucking comedian with the 500 Days of Summer. Maybe you should be up in the fucking Catskills with Murray Goldblatt's doing your fucking comedy. What do you fucking think of that?
That's my aunt. It's not very nice.
It's not very nice. Listen up.
Wait. You got an aunt called Murray?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Flowers in the attic show.
Hold up a second. I'm not fucking done with Ron Moore.
Oh, continue. By all means, continue your shit.
I tried to get you all out of this.
Dude.
Because I tell you what, at $1.99 on the fucking iTunes store, I fucking paid for that motherfucking kid's left incisor orthodontistry. You know what I'm saying? Over and over again, I'm like, oh, can I have another episode? Thank you very much.
Look, they do that.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to overlook a few retcons here and there. Fucking, you know, Cali's kid isn't really the Chiefs. Okay, whatever, man. Fucking hot dog. But God did it? Starbuck did a fucking peering? What the hell is wrong with this guy?
I gotta
Especially after they set the groundwork with, like, all the crap leading up with, like, stealing her ovaries, having her, like, locked up in that fucking place on Caprica.
I'll tell you what. You know where it breaks down? You can write that kind of shit, but when you talk shit before about how other people write shit, and then you write that shit, that can get your fucking ass fucking shot. You know, listen, I'm talking Goodfellas, that bitch in the trunk when they open that shit up, and Joe Pesci's like, That's how you fucking deal with that shit. No offense, Ron Moore. I don't want to go on record as saying I'm going to slice you with a fucking butcher knife. Go get your shine box, bitch! But anyways. All right, so I'm glad we got that out of a fucking system.
If you want to move on, we can, but I'm not done.
It's time to move on to question number 3. Our sponsor is Tuaca, the Italian taint juice. The taint juice of the Roman legions distilled from the taints of centurions for fucking a long time. You know when they say that shit like, Spartans, who are you? That night when you're fucking Roman legions, who are you? Taint juice. That's how that shit goes down. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We're filling up some glasses. I see some skeptics in his house. I hate you all fucking bitches. I go to church every fucking Sunday, so fuck you and your shit. Raise up your fucking glasses, everyone. Say, salute to the FDO!
Salute to the FDO!
Very fucking nice.
It's like Christmas.
Wow.
It is like candy, but after the 15th shot, even candy will wear on your ass. Question number 3. For you, Blondie, smart-ass comedian. Think you're going to come in and fucking take over my show.
I'm very funny.
Here's the thing I'm going to...
I like her. I want to give her one of my midgets.
I'm all set.
Here's the thing I'm going to ask you. Now, I am known as the Larry King of the podcast community.
I've heard that.
Because I do my fucking homework. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't have shoulders up to my fucking ears, and you can't snap my suspenders. But I am the fucking Larry King of the podcast community. I do want those glasses, though. Tell me I wouldn't get fucking pooned with that
shit. You would look hot in those glasses.
If I wear the Larry King glasses, I'm going to be getting laid like mad. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't your car take care of that?
Well, fucking, it is an IRXC. Speaking of IRXCs, let me get to the question. How ironic. Now, I understand you're from Michigan. Saginaw, Bay Valley, Midland, Flint, Tri-City area. You know, fucking salute. That's what I'm going to say to you, right? Born and raised. Now, the girls from Michigan are known to be maybe a bit easy for the guys in the IRXC.
Oh, are you talking about the Beach Boys song?
No, I'm talking about the girls from Michigan. If I go driving down fucking Saginaw Main Street with an IRXC.
Sure, it's Bay Road.
Do you have a tramp stamp? And if so, is it tribal vine or flower? Continue.
I have a star behind my ear.
That's not a target tag. I'm here. Listen, so the answer is, do you have a tramp stamp, yes or no?
No, no tramp stamp.
For fuck's sake, you call yourself a Michigander?
You call yourself a tramp.
Jesus Christ. What happened to my state? Once upon a time, we had culture. We had tradition. If you were a blonde, you got a fucking tramp stamp across the small of the back, and that announced your presence to the community. Maybe it was tribal, maybe it was a vine, maybe it was a flower. Once in a while, a ladybug, a little change is nice. And out here, I got fucking nothing going on in the lower third quarter. Fuck that shit. That's fucking crazy. All right, so you got a little star behind the ear. What other ink do you have, honey?
I do have a tattoo I got when I was 18 on my hip.
And what is this tattoo? Not that you have to show it, because it's not a vidcast.
It's a podcast.
But I'll tell you, we're all naked right now. And although I am looking at it and possibly doing things to myself that can't be mentioned in church, I am not going to say what it is. Please tell us what this is on your hip. Thank you.
I just thought we were coming to do crafts, and we were going to scrapbook, and I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. We're going to scrapbook with the fucking taints of bunnies. That's
anyone even knitting? I don't even
I'm going to cut out bunny taints and scrap that shit up left and right. You know
I
don't.
I mean, that would make a nice sweater.
You know how many bunnies you got to kill for a sweater? A bookmark is like five.
I just think this was misrepresented. That's all I'm saying.
Are you trying to tell me I sold you a false bill of goods? I told you before the show went on, it's going to be horribly inappropriate.
I don't even
How much more specific can they get than horribly inappropriate?
I don't even see like a glue stick.
I like her better than all of your other guests together.
At this point, I am now going to go with our second sponsor, which is the flask from... No. Flask from fucking whore.com is going to fill up our next shot. Here we go. Because I'm going to drink your fucking liquor. Because my shit's expensive.
Be careful, it's American whiskey.
Listen.
It's delicious.
Let me tell you something. First of all, when you have an orange sale tag on your liquor, that is high fucking class right there. Look at that shit. $39.99 for a fifth. Let me tell you about my IROC Z, all right? First of all... Fucking cherry red. Turbo. You can't get turbo just anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Fucking chrome spinners. Fucking spoiler on the hood. Shit is sick. Shit is sick like sick shit. And the bitches, the blonde bitches in my passenger seat, oh, there's a tramp stamp. I've even gotten to the point on the side of the fucking vehicle, you know what they have painted? If it ain't tribal, go walking, bitch.
I just feel like I'm being insulted.
I thought you didn't have a tramp stamp. What the fuck?
Feel like you're being insulted. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go with question number four. Shot number four. Here, this one's to all the skeptics in the his ass. Bring it up.
Oh, make mine without that American whiskey.
It's not really.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hold on. First of all, that's an insult to America.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not American.
Not just an insult to America. That's an insult to the fucking American Indians who were here before you fucking got here.
They weren't making no fucking.
You know what? That's an insult to the fucking glaciers that made the Great Lakes. That's how fucking seriously how
it's
bad
totally,
that shit
it's
was.
It's true. You should punch him.
Well, we appreciate the Great Lakes, do we not? You can't punch the Great Lakes. They're greater than you. Why? Because they're right. Fucking great.
They would punch
sake.
You.
Are they the minor lakes? Are they the hey, you're not too bad lakes? Are they the Nito lakes? They're the fucking Great Lakes, motherfucker! Question number four.
Wait. We're only in four?
Well, the first one was whore.com. The second one was my BSG red. And then we talked about your fucking trans chat. Or lack thereof.
It's a moon goddess tower.
It's a moon goddess tower. It's a chain.
It symbolizes feminine strength.
I tell you what. I know, seriously, I support that. Because when I got a bitch going doggy style, I'm all about the feminine strength. Is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say that with a full moon.
Question number four, full moon, fucking smart ass, fucking blanny, fucking mold gold blast up in the Catskills. Look at you, fucking shaking and shit, trying to control your laughter, for God's sakes. Question number four, serious. Here I get into the fucking hard ass journalism shit, because that's what I do.
No, really.
So, tour.com. Tour. You're part of tour. Now you say you're a publisher. Originally, this was a smart ass question, now it's a real question. You all publish books, is this correct? Tor publishes books?
Well, a book.
You publish books with ideas and shit?
Well, Tor Books publishes books.
Tor Books publishes books, so here's my question to you, you fucking smart ass. You publish books with ideas, why do you hate God so much?
I can't hate something that doesn't exist, man. It just doesn't fucking...
Oh, you snappy fucking... How How fucking dare you come into the fucking house of the Church of the Lord of the God of the FDO of the fucking first proselytizing some bitch of the fucking lower third quadrant fucking leader of the free world?
I agree. I think he's pandering.
I fuck Green Lantern. But it was one of them female zombie Green Lanterns. It's okay. Yeah, it's, I'm not, you know what, I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that I would ever question my sexuality as the FDO.
And Carlos's rim job Green Lantern section?
Hey, listen, just because my fucking, my chrome rims are Green Lanterns doesn't mean anything to you.
It means something to me, baby. It means a lot to me.
Here we go, the fucking cultural icon known as the one who wants the midgets with the pointy-toed shoes at waist level.
God damn right I do. Okay. They all wear the Green Lantern ring.
Woo! Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you
and
can do a lot of shit with those rings, man.
I know.
Limited only by your imagination.
Give it up.
Right.
As a side question, which doesn't require a shot, can anyone tell me what the sexist bullshit is with the Wonder Twins? I'm listening. No, this is serious. Listen.
This little fucking
jailbait bitch, fucking underage bitch, can turn into a fucking grizzly. She can turn into a fucking polar bear. She can turn into a fucking Tyrannosaurus motherfucking Rex. What can he turn into? Form up an icicle. What the fuck's up with that? What is with this emasculating bullshit?
You just answered it. An icicle. Oh, yeah. Give it up.
Yeah.
All right, wait. The ladies did not fucking represent. An icicle. Give it up.
Listen, I'm not about third-degree frostbite on your clit. I don't think that's fucking proper. But listen, seriously, Super Friends, I stopped watching that shit. She's like, form of a Tyrannosaurus fucking Rex and shit. And she said in shit. They cut that out in post.
I've heard the other.
You know what he said? Form of an icicle cage. What the fuck is an icicle cage? Can't you be a fucking pterodactyl? Fucking maybe a Dimetrodon? Maybe you can throw down with some fucking Cro-Mag shit? Form of a fucking tank with fucking big guns and shit? No, form of an icicle cage. First of all, what the fuck can an icicle cage hold up? I tell you what, I can bust out the fucking keychain fucking bottle opener that I got with me everywhere I go. I'm out of a fucking icicle cage. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, crazy shit. All right, so here we go. Here's a special treat for you two. Because you're all fucking... Where are you from in New York? Your building is the Flatiron Building?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The Flatiron Building is fucking representing. Apparently, some important shit going on right here.
It's shaped like a triangle.
Is that right?
Have you found your glue sticks yet?
No.
You know where she's hiding the glue sticks.
Oh,
I don't know where she's hiding the glue sticks.
Where are the icicles?
Form of a vibrator, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying right now.
Unacceptable.
Goddamn right.
This is so unacceptable.
Ladies and gentlemen, my special treat only for these motherfuckers right here that I recently met, because I find them at whore.com to be very interesting people. One of them is from Michigan, which is fine, fine, upstanding fucking Republican state. I'm very appreciative of this.
It's more libertarian.
I was about to do a shot. Now apparently I'm going to do a diatribe. I'm not sure when you last left Michigan, you fucking libertarian fucking cloud in the fucking head in the sky bullshit. But in Michigan, we believe in the fucking Lord Jesus Christ. We go to church on Sunday, because you know what? There ain't fucking nothing else to do because we ain't got jobs.
But you do have nice cars.
We do got the best fucking cars in the world. Ford Mustang, fucking IROC-C. Thank you very fucking much. Question number five, only for you two. Here it is. We're going to do the shot. First time this has ever happened on my show, you get to ask me a fucking question.
Oh my God. It's like the lightning round.
Raise them up. Raise them up. When you mispronounce raise, you may have had too many shots. It's only one syllable and it's not raid. It's like candy.
Like candy Christmas.
It's like it's like candy. Let me tell you about my Christmas in 1987. Yeah. My aunt Betty, who was not aunt by marriage. You know what I'm saying? She was not blood relative. Yeah, that's right there, Betty. Tramp stamp vine. That's how you roll, bitch.
It's very traditional.
Anyways, fucking Uncle Morty got drunk, passed out in the fucking bottom of the tree with his head in the Transformers, fucking assemble it yourself, fucking fortress.
We call that a drunkle.
A drunkle? I'm not sure. My Drake. Project management associate is in the house. However, next year I'm coming to Drake. The first person ever mentioned the word drunkle on my show needs to come back as a repeat guest.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a couple seconds to yourself. Give me the microphone. Shot slot, why don't you talk about this? Is important.
This is a really significant.
This is a fucking pivotal moment in your fucking life. Because if you don't ask a good question, you could wind up in the trunk with some guy going, ay, 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 ay. So, Amara, the only two-time in shot slot in history.
That's
of
right, baby. I did you twice.
How do you feel to be doing the fucking FDO twice in one shot?
Well, the funny thing was, the first time I was sober, the second time I'm drunk. So, it's been interesting. It's been interesting for me. I don't care what the fuck it's like for you. But
did you know it's impossible for me to get drunk because I am that manly?
I thought it, really?
Yeah, I am so fucking manly, I can get drunk and go but, pleasure 15 women all at once.
I don't
with my mind, with my laser gamma ray mind.
But I do not hear your testicles clinging together, and that bothers me because all the real men I've been with, their testicles have clanged.
They clang fucking the Cylons, man.
They clang together when they walk. It's like, man, you know, man, I fucked when he walks down the hall and you're gong, gong, gong.
Alright, now I feel emasculated.
And you hear me going, oh yeah, baby, come the fuck here. And
ladies and gentlemen, everyone please stare at the FDO's tiny emasculated penis and ineffective balls. My balls do not clang. You may need a magnifying glass to check out the fucking Sugar-a-lane! Ladies and gentlemen, a regular feature of Let's Get Pissed with the FDO is a high advantage to being Italian, is you can string together multiple syllables.
Zagalone!
That could be... Yeah. Zagalone! It could be absolute gibberish, but when you say it with a fucking Italian accent and grab your fucking shit, it now means dick, balls, penis, package, whatever you want. So my tour.com people are going to come up with their own collection of syllables.
Jean-Bush!
I'll give you an example. So I'm at my fucking optometrist, right? And this bitch got her titties all fucking hanging out and shit, right? And I
that's
know she fucking wants
eyes.
That shit. And I go, is it B or is it A? Which is clear, one or two. And I go, one or two, how about two? Shikabada! And that means my dick. That's how it goes. Please tell a story, collect a collection of syllables, gravelize your voice, and that will mean your balls.
I was so confused.
You first, continue.
Oh, we each get a question?
Yeah, you both get to fucking come up with a collection of syllables that represent your balls.
We're not doing the question yet.
That's no,
the
question. Same. Go ahead. Tell a story, collection of syllables, represent your balls, grab your package, tell your story.
Brass ovaries, baby, that's what we're talking about. The brass ovaries.
You can talk about that bitch from the supermarket if that helps.
I just, you know, I just want to say that recently I saw a really great Sandra Bullock movie about love. And I think, you know, I just think we should all maybe take a minute and think about
what
we're
doing. You know what I'm thinking about when I see Sandra Bullock? Sandra Bullock!
Maybe you're all in this room, but you could be, you know. Just think about it. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on a second. I realize you have no fucking sandbag with which to fucking speak from your heart on this shit. I'm perfectly, I'm of the opinion my gentleman friend right here is going to come up with a collection of syllables with a gravelly voice that represents his bulls.
I got nothing. This fucker's outclassing me.
No, you got a story. I know you got a story. I can prompt you if that's important.
I got a story, but
tell
it's been long.
Tell me your story. Finish with a collection of syllables. Grab your shit. There you go. Then y'all asked me a fucking question. I gave you like 20 minutes. What the fuck?
This is true.
Yeah, continue.
So I was in fucking Barbados.
Every good story starts with either I was in fucking Vegas at a tranny bar and I'm not gay, or I was in Barbados.
So we got this fucking connection who's all like, you can go fucking get some ganja over there on the corner with this motherfucker. So I go over there with my friend, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're going to the corner, and all of a sudden we pass this alley, and there's like this big fucking Rastafarian dude sitting right next to his tinted up fucking BMW, right? He's like, yo, man, you fucking come with me, you take a ride, we take you to some good shit. I'm like, dude, I don't know about that. We speak Spanish, so I'm telling my friend in Spanish, like, I don't know about that fucker. He's going to take us out of
the country. Translating Rastafarian into Spanish. With an English accent. Continue.
Right.
So we do at tour.com.
International styling. So I tell my fucking friend, look, this fucker is going to take us out to the country. He's going to drive us out there. He's going to take his machete and he's going to, you know, chop us up into fucking bits, leave us out there and fucking take our wallets. I'm like, nah, we keep walking and we find the fucking shantytown. So we find the fucking shantytown. We buy some fucking ganja. We buy some fucking shrooms. We get fucking wasted. And we're on our way back, you know, because okay. We got to get back to the fucking hotel.
Is there a collection of syllables in a growling voice at the end of this show?
Eventually.
All right, continue.
I told you it was a long story, right?
Hit me. Go ahead.
So we're walking back, and we're fucking wasted. Fucking walking by the same goddamn alley, same fucking Rasta guy comes up, and my friend just gets it into his head, this motherfucker's going to drive us to the hotel. I'm like, no, motherfucker. And we're like, you know, speaking in Spanish, whatever. We're freaking out, though. No, motherfucker, this guy's the machete, and he's going to chop us in the fucking... Let's go!
Okay, I like that. Now, for the final part of this, to make this entertaining to all my multicultural fucking listeners... Because as a fucking red state Bible-thumping motherfucker, I have a lot of people from international realms who listen to my shit. Because they all know America is the fucking end-all be-all of everything that ever was. Could you tell the end of that story in Spanish, please? Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Para todos los hispanoparlantes en el internet,
dude.
Aquí la traducción.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my shot slut Merle Lafferty has abandoned her camp... She's abandoned her post, and she is now humping my guest.
Y me gusta mucho.
Oh. Hold on! Y me gusta mucho gets my fucking mucho grande! Fucking mucho grande! Continue. I have now silenced my fucking Spanish fucking don't talk fucking non-English in my fucking American shit. Silence. Ladies and gentlemen, tour.com. Question number five is did we already do a shot of a question?
Wait, we need a shot, man. I'm we need a shot of sure. Chewbacca.
Yeah, we did.
We need some Chewbacca.
I gave Amy a sip. What?
Did we do a shot for question number five or not?
Hace falta Chewbacca.
Ew. What just happened?
Did we do a shot for question number five or not?
I think we just did.
Wait. you just did a...
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know I got about a $500 piece of gear right here.
I am
and
not.
And motherfucker from whore.com just spilled his white jizz all over it.
Well,
that's
you know,
what you get
baby,
for speaking Spanish.
Who was humping him when he spilled the white jizz on it? I'm just saying, why do you use me as a shot slut twice?
Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, this piece of gear is worth about fucking $500 and it's jizz all over that shit. So here we go. Here you go. Yeah, I'm going to give you guys a countdown. You got a 10-second countdown.
Okay.
Ask your question. 10, 9, 8.
Wait, am I supposed to be asking now?
7.
What is
done? 6. 5. Ask your fucking question, tramp stamp. 6. 5. Like the vines. 4.
So it seems like...
Please. Keep disappearing.
You're clearly from Queens.
Of course I'm from
with
fucking
your
Queens.
With your IROC.
Exactly.
I just find it suspicious you know so much about Michigan. So...
Oh, no, dude. He was saying he was from Michigan earlier.
That's true.
Hey, listen.
I feel like there may be some, a little retcon happening, if I can use a sci-fi word.
Hold on, what the fuck does retcon mean? I walk and work out of Webster's fucking Merriam and Dictionary.
Retroactive motherfucking continuity. You're rewriting your story. What the fuck is?
Hold on. Did you go to college, motherfucker? Are you a college fucking boy?
Yeah. Maybe.
Did you go to fucking college?
A really bad one.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for this offensive presentation. College, as we all know, is fucking bullshit.
Oh, you know, I actually...
Fucking run by the fucking liberals and libertarians and all that other...
I went to a university.
Is that fucking different?
It was a university.
And I got fucked up the ass with student loans? Does that...
I
you know
does
that
what?
Count? Does that
listen,
count?
No, that's okay, because you know what? I did fucking 3 to 5 in Rikers, and sometimes... Sometimes
that's a different.
All I'm gonna say is the male fucking exit point at times need to become an entry point for you to fucking make it through what your shit you gotta go through.
You gotta pay your dues.
You gotta pay your dues, and
that
you gotta
would sound
pay
prettier
fucking...
in Spanish.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, because since I'm a multicultural motherfucker, I would like you now to say I got fucked up the ass by student loans and en el español.
Me chingaron por el culo con los jodidos préstamos estudiantiles, puñeta.
Now, for all you fucking motherfuckers who think I'm proprietary, think I'm fucking isolationist, suck my fucking... Carabalalanja! There's only a few podcasts that actually have Spanish translation of student loans fuck me up the ass and minus one. Here we go. Super bonus question number 6. I'm not answering question number five because y'all fucked that shit up royally.
And you already did.
No, wait a minute. Wait, rewind, selector. Where the fuck are you from? You're from Queens or you're from Minnesota or Michigan? Where the fuck?
No, this is a valid fucking question, and I will make them do an extra shot. Here we go. Shot, I will answer the question. Cheers. Cheers. Oh, you cannot be kidding me. All you motherfuckers are on your iPhones? What the fuck? Drink this shit.
Seriously?
Listen, everyone wearing a surly Amy necklace has to do a shot of some shit right now.
We got some tank juice left over, FDO.
Hold on.
I think there's whiskey in the
fridge. If the FDO may get inappropriate for a moment.
Oh, I no. Met, no.
I met
not
a lady
ready
named.
For this shit. Wait a minute. Okay, now we're ready.
This particular podcast is sponsored by a nice young lady named Surly Amy, who makes this fucking crazy-ass jewelry. And she got some tattoo shit all up and down the sleeves.
She got a trap sign?
I'm going to guess, it's considering she's up to her fucking neck, that there's maybe a tramp stamp involved.
No.
I see a few ladies working the Surly Amy shit. Hey, you know what? Shut the fuck up! Who show is this, you bitches? This one's a Surly Amy. Knock it back. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. One, two, three.
Three and a half.
Seven. Everyone, you know what? I don't give a shit. Everyone who is human being has to do a shot right now. Pour that shit out.
I'm a Cylon, man.
I got a little bit of you know what? Left over here.
I will skull fuck you in your right eye. I will skull fuck you and make you a one-eye fucking tie fucking looking with an eye patch bitch motherfucking ass fuck.
For my cosplay, dude.
Yeah. Yes, motherfucker, that's the way to do it. Oh, yeah. No, you take the fucking and you make cosplay out of it. Hell yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there have been only a few times where I've been brought out of character. Normally, when I tell someone I'm gonna fuck them in the eye till I turn them into fucking Colonel Tallthigh from fucking Battlestar Galactica.
What was I telling you before?
You wanted to dress up like that guy.
Yeah, she that guy is fucking RuPaul is who we wanted to dress up like.
That's right, yeah.
Alright. I'm sorry.
It's you, fucking Amy?
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I am not the Larry King of podcasting. We're going to bring Patrick McClain for
we
a moment.
We have 8 minutes to minimum safe distance.
All right, so first of all, let's go through the shit. Number one, here I have a step-by-step list. The FDO likes list. Number one, knock back your fucking shots.
What happens in 8
minutes? Drink.
What happens in 8 minutes?
Drink.
What happens in 8 minutes?
Minimins? What?
Just wait.
Number two
never
on my list.
Me like
where
that
am
again.
I fucking from? I was born in Michigan. I moved to Queens at the age of... Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have fucking side conversation?
It tastes like candy.
Caramel.
You know he's right.
He is right. It does fucking taste like candy.
Side facts.
It's like Christmas balls in your mouth. I was born in Michigan. I moved to Queens at the age of 3. I have an IROC-Z. My fucking 7th IROC-Z. Suck my fucking nuts, you bitches. Aye. That answers all questions. Now we move on to bonus question number 6.
7 minutes to minimum safe distance.
Patrick McClain trying to fucking horn into my show. Listen to me, you cocksucking fucking liberal voting fucking Delaware going to state motherfucking bitch.
He's also got dimples.
Oh, he does have dimples. Patrick McClain, respond.
I'm merely a timer.
All right, so here is my bonus 6 question, and I'm making this up as I go along.
Am I pouring shit for this? Is this
yeah, fuck yeah.
Shit? Oh, dude.
No, the bonus 6
I
question.
I want some Christmas balls in my mouth. Oh.
Dude, I will give you the Christmas balls.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, may I take a moment? May I take a moment? Pat, PG Holyfield, you do not want to interrupt my show a second time. That's all I'm gonna fucking say, bitch.
Maybe you get the last of Tuaca and I.
PG Holyfield, if you want to go on the all new fucking FDO's 5-to-1 shot fucking interview, you can do that shit. Oh shit, that's fucking. Raise your fucking
night,
glasses. I'm sorry, Surly Amy jewelry wearing motherfuckers. Woo! You have to drink.
I'm drinking.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as a side note,
I'm suddenly turned on.
When a hot Irish redhead says, "I'm gonna drink your drink," yes, she is. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna drink your drink.
I will not get taken out of fucking character the fucking second time in one night.
Make her say it again. Make her say it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it a...
I'd like to drink Murr's drink next.
Now I want short women.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The FDO has to take a 5-second snap-off break.
6 minutes. Save distance.
And about minus 5 seconds to maximum fucking ejection, apparently.
Apparently, the FDO does not have longevity. That's all I can say to you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, raise your drinks, drink your drinks. Including fucking sexy astronomers, drink your fucking shit. Here we go.
Whore.com, woo!
Whore.com, woo!
All right. So here we are with a bonus six question. It's very rare.
We haven't only done that yet?
No, only five.
What are you doing?
Only five out of five guests have ever got the bonus six question.
Dude, I feel really lucky.
Man, you really ride your guests hard.
I am the Larry fucking King of podcasting.
You are, man. Can I snap your suspenders? Oh, yeah.
FDO.
Yes.
Could you ask the motherfucking sixth question, please?
Hold on, the FDO is gonna go for a double.
5 minutes to minimum safe distance.
Please do not mind the wet spot in the FDO's pants, because he didn't even bother to get his penis out of his pants. He just took care of business. That's called efficiency, bitch.
It happens, man.
Yeah, efficiency. That's what it's called.
Oh, you know what? Is that...
I just keep thinking there's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Francis is all sweaty.
Wait a minute, we're supposed to be poolside inside?
Before we get to the magical six question, I have to take a moment to fucking give a shout out to my boy in the fucking fucking tangerine shirt, fucking flower tie, fucking brown vest. Come here. Okay, come over here. Now, first of all, you would think that a brown vest, a fucking flower orange tie, and a fucking tangerine shirt was some serious fucking shit. Tangerine button down, don't get me fucking wrong. This ain't a t-shirt from Joe's fucking I'll fuck you in the ass crab shack. But seriously, you also seem to be wearing some kind of a black skirt. Could you explain?
Yes. It's all about style where I come from.
And you come from the fucking mythical planet of B.
Yes, I'm cosplaying tonight.
Oh, shit.
No, that's not what I said!
What? What, you want me to say it in Japanese?
Yes!
You know, because the FDO is the only multicultural podcast in the fucking world, we have now catered to the Spanish fucking PR community. Please say in Japanese.
僕はあの、キバツウナギ先生の役をやっています。Ladies
and gentlemen, for those of you who cannot speak Japanese, which is probably about 99.9% of my audience, what he just said is, although the FDO did snap off in his pants without pulling out his penis twice within 5 minutes, the FDO's girth is considerable, and his length is magnificent, and his penis is along the lines of the fucking Easter Island idols. That's what he said in Japanese, and I couldn't agree more.
Japanese is a 3 minutes. Language.
3 minutes to minimum safe distance.
Full of nuance.
Domo arigato, Mr. Robot.
Exactly.
FDO.
All right.
Would you please ask the motherfucking sixth question?
The magical sixth question is...
Didn't he?
No, no.
Fair listeners, rewind and find out if the fuck he asked the question. But I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we may have to milk a taint.
Seriously,
FDO.
It's 2.5 minutes. You got to ask the question.
A volunteer to milk a taint because we're out.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
a minute. You got to ask the question.
Ask the question. Pushing away.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ask the question.
I will ask the question. I'm just going to say at times. Due to production limitations. Sometimes you shoot more than one show in one sitting. When you watch fucking, you know, Wheel of Fortune, You may be seeing the third or fourth wheel of fortune shot in that night. Amy, am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You can see how tired Vanna gets.
I'll tell you what, Vanna, don't tell me that bitch hasn't pulled a train. And is that ass not fine enough that I was number 7 on a 9-person train? Baga, baga, baga!
FDO.
Yes.
Would you please ask the fucking 6th question?
6th question is...
Because we've apparently reached the end of the internet.
Listen. Public taxpayer payment for healthcare. Let's get into this.
Give me the commie option.
The commie option is, I take all your fucking money, I pay for someone else's healthcare. Their healthcare includes condom privatization, proctological examination.
Privatization?
Okay. Excuse me, motherfucker.
Condom privatization?
Hey, fucking Irish in the front row, shut the fuck up.
1 minute to minimum safe distance.
All right, so my final question is, what have you learned... Loined from being on the fucking most Pimp Daddy, Iroxy, fucking Turbo, fucking Chrome, fucking Romy Charge, fucking Licking Uranus, fucking best possible show on the fucking history of the podcast, the fucking internet, fucking Screw You, Uzbekistan, motherfucking best show you've ever heard in your fucking life, fucking whore.com/store.com from Sweden, it's all the same shit tonight.
Bueno, yo he aprendido que el FOD es un gran puta que sabe lo que está haciendo. Y hace preguntas interesantes. Amy.
I think I give people too much credit.
Hold on. Hold on. We're almost done. Just to finish it up. Being from Michigan, nah. I know this non-tramp stamp cookie knows how to speak Uper.
Is somebody fucking gonna pick yeah. this?
All right. So I would like you.
What's wrong with you people?
Hold on. Stop the countdown. Stop the fucking countdown. Pause.
Can I talk about posses?
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, geez. I now introduce from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Amy, the Uper.
The UP.
Can you please shout? So I was up in the UP.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about taking a snowmobile trip, maybe shooting some fucking deer, eh?
Oh, I don't know about that. It was, well, the snow was pretty deep.
You know what, eh? This brand new fucking turdy-turdy, eh? And I fucking up there and I put that...
fancy, yeah.
I shot down this fucking 10-point.
No, I don't know.
Because, you know, I'm in the deer camp, eh?
Maybe an 8-point, but the 10-points are not out
this year. Okay, so it's a fucking 8-point, and I shoot that bitch right in the neck, eh?
That seems, yeah.
I sent my brand new turdy-turdy...
So I'm like here speaking Spanish, I send the moon, and you motherfuckers break it with like speaking fucking Yuppie bullshit? What the hell?
Motherfucker! Ladies and gentlemen, I want a round of applause for the FDO at Tornaka. Bring it on!
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs, produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.